In Kabul, delegates to an important convention gathered for a second day of discussions on Afghanistan's governing charter. The Grand Assembly, or Loya Jirga, is meeting under tight security at a college campus. The country's interim president, Hamid Karzai, is promoting a strong presidential system, while many others believe parliament should have most of the power. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Kabul.
Today's session left some observers wondering if the delegates realized they were there to write a constitution and set the destiny of a people. Delegates were raising questions from the floor about getting schools and clinics built in their regions. Director of the Secretariat of the Constitutional Commission, Farooq Wardak, says that's fine.
People using this opportunity that they are here to raise their concerns or concern of their community other than the constitution does not necessarily mean that they do not understand the content of the Constitution. This is a unique opportunity for them, and they want to use it.
Construction of schools, clinics, and roads are very important to Afghanistan. Decades of war mean that even in the capital, some high school students study in a building with most windows still blown out. But construction and other aid is hampered by ongoing security problems. The United Nations has cut back in the south and southeast. Few NGOs have offices outside Kabul. In an interview with the BBC, President Karzai insisted Afghanistan is going forward no matter what.
The road building is going on. It will continue. Other projects will go on. If the UN continues to withdraw, we'll find an Afghan alternative for that. We cannot stop reconstruction in our country because the UN is withdrawing. They are free to withdraw or to stay. Our reconstruction, our efforts for peace will not stop.
Karzai is facing political pressure from across the spectrum as he tries to bring the rule of a central government to disparate tribal and military factions. Some accuse him of being too close to the U.S. administration. The deaths of 15 Afghan children recently during U.S. military operations put additional pressure on Karzai. Karzai defended the military action to the BBC.
We are fighting terrorism in order to bring better security to the Afghan people. The pursuit of terrorism should not become a cause for the suffering of the Afghan people or the killing of the Afghan children. But that was a mistake.
Karzai scored a win at the Loya Jirga yesterday when delegates chose as chairman a mullah seen as the president's ally.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidin Mursaleen.
Today, Sibghatullah Mujaddidi opened a news conference with a short prayer, but declined to answer a question about what role Islam should have in government.
Islamic religion, really, it is a moderate religion. There is no extremity, no fanaticism in Islamic religion. Unfortunately, that is some extremist people, I don't call them fundamentalists, I call them extremists or fanatic people. They have translated Islam, they have given a wrong picture of Islam to the world.
Islam's place in Afghanistan's constitution is expected to generate some of the fiercest debate at the Loya Jirga. Some Muslims Chairman Mujaddidi may consider extremists are expected to make their views on that subject known as soon as this constitutional Loya Jirga starts in on substantive debate. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kabul.